In May, a former Philadelphia City finance director named Rebecca Reinhart delivered a stunning blow to the city's Democratic Party when she beat three-term incumbent city controller Alan Butkovitz in the city's primary. But there's another race to run this fall, and Republican candidate Mike Tomlinson hopes he can manage an upset win of his own and become Philadelphia's first Republican controller in nearly 50 years. WHYY's Dave Davies joins us now to talk about the candidate and the contest. Dave, first, what is the city controller and what does he or she do?
John, it's the city's official auditor and financial watchdog. It was established as an elected position in the city charter because the framers figured the controller needed to have an independent power base, not be beholden to the mayor. So in municipal elections, when we're not electing the mayor, we choose a city controller.
So Mike Tomlinson is the Republican candidate in this overwhelmingly Democratic town. What does he bring to the campaign?
Well, he's a Philly guy through and through. Grew up in the Northeast, delivered the Philadelphia Bulletin as a kid, bussed tables at the Mayfair Diner, went to Temple and got a degree in business administration. He's 60 years old, says he spent a lot of his professional career in auditing and financial compliance in companies and nonprofits, which is relevant to this office. But then he told me this happened to him 7 years ago.
I went legally blind. I was doing a consulting agreement down in Virginia at Freddie Mac, and they didn't renew my contract because I couldn't see the computer.
Yeah, John, Tomlinson learned in his 20s that he had this genetic condition called retinitis pigmentosa, which could impair his vision and eventually did. He said he's still legally blind but has some vision, and with the help of some high-tech equipment, he can read documents and has returned to work. But he's focused on this campaign for now.
Given the way Democrats dominate the city, does he have a chance?
Well, you'd have to see it as a long shot. You know, Democrats have a 7-to-1 voter registration edge in the city. The last Republican city controller we had was Tom Gola, elected way back in 1969. And it's a measure of Gola's impact on city politics that most of his obituary focused on his basketball career. He was a college standout at LaSalle and a 5-time NBA All-Star. But the city Republican Party's experienced something of a resurgence in recent years. There have been some energetic new leaders that say they have to recruit candidates and compete in races whether they win or not, hoping eventually the party will become more competitive.
So what's his case that he's better than the Democrat, Rebecca Reinhart?
You know, I think his strongest case is that in a city where Democrats run City Hall, you ought to have somebody from the other party in the controller's job. And the Republicans have been making that case, but it hasn't been a winning one for a long time. Tomlinson says the school district and the city pension fund aren't getting the scrutiny they should and that he has the background and independence to do it. And like a lot of other Philadelphia Republicans, he's adopted a more moderate profile than the national party leaders have. Here's how Tomlinson put it to me.
I'm not some lunatic, right-wing, conservative Republican. I'm a centrist, and I care about the community. I'm known as an advocate for the homeless and the drug addicted up here in our neighborhood.
So how does he match up against the Democrat Reinhart, who managed that big upset in May?
Well, the one good thing for Tomlinson about facing Reinhart is that she's a relative newcomer to politics with low name recognition, unlike Butkovitz. On the other hand, she isn't the incumbent, and she makes the case that because she ran against and beat the Democratic organization, she has the independence to do the job taxpayers deserve. The big problem Tomlinson has, John, really, which every Republican in this city faces, is that it takes money to get a message out, and it's hard to raise it when you face the kind of odds he does. Reinhart raised close to $500,000 this year. Tomlinson has raised about $15,000. But he says, you know, he knows he's David against Goliath, and sometimes the underdog wins.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.